Pete Wilkins on Galway Bay FM. You wanted a response from your team. I guess the last gasp defeat says that this was certainly a much better display against a side that were favoured coming in. But to lose it like that, there'll be scant consolation in the losing bonus point one.
Yeah, look, I think obviously frustrated, disappointed. Like you said, any time you lose a game that late on, having worked so hard to put yourself in a positive position, you know, obviously the disappointment's gut-wrenching. At the same time, incredibly proud and I suppose reassured with the energy, the physicality, just the overall response to, you know, not just the performance of last week that was, you know, not where we need or expect it to be, but also in terms of the week that we've had, in terms of processing that and trying to put things right. I just thought, you know, the players stood up to be counted and I couldn't have asked for any more from them in terms of that attitude or sense. But look, to lose it at the death is obviously hugely disappointing.
Why did Benetton win this game from your perspective?
Look, I think they controlled the attacking half of the field better. I think they won that territory battle in the second half. We won it pretty convincingly in the first half, which I was just talking to the Benetton head coach. It was the exact opposite of the win direction, strangely. But I thought we controlled territory on the whole first half. And, you know, as a result of that, we're able to keep banging on the door and put ourselves in a decent position by half time. But I thought second half, they spent too much time, you know, between halfway and our try line. And ultimately, as valiantly as we defended through that, at some stage, you're going to give them an opportunity or a half opportunity. We did get out of our half at times. And I think maybe there are just a couple of rash decisions where we either got tackled into touch or turned the ball over, where we just needed to knuckle down, either bank some more time with the ball or take a few more metres with the kicking game and spend a bit more time down there. So, look, I think Benetton did a super job in that second half in that respect, but I think we could have impacted more than we actually did.
You say some rash decisions. Did the players feel the pressure this week, do you think, and today? Did some of that come true? You know, obviously the underperformance last week, the pivotal nature of this fixture in terms of playoff battle. Do you think some of that was coming true and some of the little errors that maybe gave Benetton the initiative?
I think it's a fair question to ask, but I don't think I saw that. You know, I'll look back on the review. I didn't feel I saw that across the 80 metres. I actually, you know, saw today a real willingness and ability to stay on plan and not to get flustered and not to try and force a try from nowhere or not to feel that we had to score with every attacking sequence that we had. I actually thought the patience and the discipline to the plan was pretty good. And I actually said to the players in the pre-match team talk, I felt that all week from Monday of our jog-throughs to Tuesday and to Thursday. After every session, I came away feeling that we were really well aligned in terms of how we wanted to play the game, which was going to require an enormous amount of physicality, but also real patience, not to try and force things. It was going to be hard to break Benetton down. So the guy felt guys stuck on task. There were probably just one or two small moments where, you know, if a kick doesn't find touch, you know, we're just sort of snatching at a kick. And the next thing you know, you're defending counter-attack rather than having time to reset at a line out. Or as I said, anytime you get tackled into touch, you always feel a frustration that we needed to control possession better there. So look, one or two moments that, you know, will certainly review and will certainly hold players to account on. But as I said, the effort and the fight within the team was exactly what this club is about. And as I said to the players there in the change room, that's our benchmark. That's the reminder of what we're about. And we can always layer the rugby on top of that and the rugby decisions on top of that. But we don't drop from that kind of intensity and work ethic. You know, and if we ensure that's the case between here and the end of the season, we'll be in those playoffs and, you know, we'll be in control of our destiny.
No guarantee it has to work out this way, but you're probably going to have to win away in an Interpro at some point to get to those playoffs. Now, you're behind the eight ball, so to speak. Do you feel it that that's the case from your perspective?
Possibly. Look, I think when you look through expected results and movement of us and movement of other teams around us in the table, yeah, there's a possibility we'll have to win an away Interpro in there. I think, you know, what I've certainly learned this season, but from previous seasons, is as much as you map out the games you think you're going to win and you think you might have to You might be more challenged. Often the landscape shifts and, you know, you win a game you're not expected to. That was probably us away in the Sharks, and all of a sudden that changes things. You lose a game that you're not expected to, like us against the Lions, and it changes things. So there'll certainly be a ripple effect of the game today. It won't cause any panic in us, but it will certainly make the next few weeks clearer in terms of what we need to do.
How important is the Challenge Cup in your landscape right now? Is it a welcome distraction, or would you prefer to be getting right back at it in the URC?
I'm delighted to have it next week, to be honest. I think firstly, any chance to play in a knockout game in Europe is brilliant. I'd never wish that opportunity away. I think for us, you know, there's always a change of feel in European weeks, which probably isn't a bad thing after our Lions week into our Benetton week and the results and how that's flowed. And, you know, I think it's it'll be welcomed by us. I think any time we've spoken about European competition, either of them this season, the players have got a real fire in their bellies to make a statement and achieve something there. So, look, I'm delighted we've got the game. The players have dusted themselves down, and I've no doubt the 23 we take to Poe will be fired up and ready to go.